Hello, it's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success. We're back again to talk about business, career, and life successes. What do you do to be successful in your life? We've got a couple of guests on the show today, and I think the topic you're going to like a lot. But before we do that, the Set for Success thought, your preferred future. Have you ever received an invitation to your preferred future? Now think about that question, an invitation to your preferred future. Did you recognize it when it happened? In 2004, I received such an invitation from PricewaterhouseCoopers. It was a Monday morning and I was summoned to the boardroom with one of those light phone calls. Hey, Richard, come and see me, my boss said. When I entered the boardroom, the head of human resources was sitting there along with my boss. Then I heard those wonderful words. Richard, you made a lot of changes with the demerger. We appreciate the way you handled making sure the company could make the changes needed. Unfortunately, there's no position available for a person with your calibers or capabilities with a new company. Unfortunately, I was let go, cast out of the organization, and I was still proud to have served. I hold no ill towards my former employer, PricewaterhouseCoopers. In fact, I'm PricewaterhouseCoopers alumni and proud of it. At the time, they did me a huge favor. But you know what? Maybe, just maybe, I didn't know it at the time. I realized that I was no longer interested in the shackles of the corporate world. I wanted to form a brave world, a company dedicated to the success of others, people and organizations, so that they would be successful. Now, this happened about 10 years ago, and it's amazing what hindsight would bring. Hindsight's 20/20. Right? Since that time, I have traveled the world as a professional speaker. I have facilitated strategic planning sessions, built a highly successful business analysis program, trained thousands of people on the success principles of business and life, and I have worked as an executive business coach for some really cool and successful people. Because of that journey, I was able to write a book, and it's going to be published soon, called, guess what, Set for Success, right? And I get a privilege of having my own radio show at 680 CJOB, which I'm extremely proud of. Now, how cool is that? That was all set in motion because I received an invitation to my preferred future. And at the time, I did not know it. And the truth is, I have extended gratitude to my former employee. So thank you, PricewaterhouseCoopers, as they provided me an invitation to my preferred future. And they helped me transform my life and create a level of freedom that I would never have imagined. You just never know what life will bring. So can you imagine? What are you doing today? So my question today is this. Have you ever received an invitation to your preferred future? I think we want to introduce our guest. So today, I'm very fortunate in the studio to have Sue Barkman, CEO of Skills Connect and Third Quarter, and Janice Gehr, executive coach, who is also associated with the Third Quarter, the organization. So Sue, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Richard. It's wonderful to be here. And I certainly want to encourage people to talk to us about their preferred future, because you know what? We have a lot of people in that same boat who work for us and with us. And you know what they ask themselves every day when they come to work? How many people can we touch today?
How many people
can we help
today? We'll get to that in just a second. My second guest, Janice Gehr, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Richard. And I'm so excited about being here. One of the things that I found from working with the candidates at Third Quarter is reflecting on who do I need to be today? Things have changed, and how can I bring myself into my best future?
So before we get into those topics, both Sue and Janice, so let's do, you know, I always like to start off with getting to know you. And this is really more for the audience. So tell us a little bit about yourself personally.
Well, I'm not going to give you my age because, you know, age is just a number. Being the president and CEO of Skills Connect and Third Quarter has come through the same type of path. I'm a Winnipegger. Originally from Steinbeck, Manitoba, and mom of three boys. And, you know, as you asked, what's your personal interest? You know what? Right now, personal interest is just being normal.
Yeah.
You know, let's just live our life.
Now, you sent me a note on that, and I was reading it, and I said, oh, Richard, I like being normal. But what do you mean by just being normal?
I would say let's live each moment wisely.
Each moment wisely.
And with some intention. We're not going to just let it happen.
Just intentional life. You know, these days I've had a little practice with that, but maybe we'll talk about that on another show. Janice, you know, we want to get to know you a little bit too. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So professionally, I've been in the HR field for over 20 years. Recently reinvented myself to become an executive coach and returning to school at the age of 48.
Yeah, wonderful.
Happily married. And two wonderful teenage daughters and a 5-pound Yorkie Pom.
A 5-pound Yorkie Pom. So is the Pom a lot of work or is the teenage daughters a lot of work?
Maybe the husband.
Maybe the husband's a lot of work. Well, you heard it here first, no doubt about it. Now, Sue, I noticed that there's two organizations associated with your name. One is Third Quarter, which, by the way, I love because who doesn't love the Third Quarter? And the other one is Skills Connect, Inc.
Richard is our corporate name. And Skills Connect, Inc. is owned by the Manitoba Chambers of Commerce. That was always founded that way. And one of the major programs we have is the Third Quarter that works with what we call mature or experienced workers, 45 plus. But you know what? We're not age discrimination at all. In fact, is we have people we've been placing in their 70s and 80s.
In their 70s and looking for work. Yeah, that's actually a very interesting thing because I was reading the other day that there's four generations in the workforce right now.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. So the multi-generational workforce is something that we are really promoting. And in fact, is in our own workforce at Third Quarter at Lombard, Maine, we have five generations that work with us. We have a 22-year-old and a 70-year-old and everything in between. And we wanted to walk the talk. And you know what? It works. It's wonderful. The way people can learn from each other, they learn from the experience, and there's no egos getting in the way. So, you know, we want to model what's possible.
What's going on. Yeah. So how long has Third Quarter been around?
Just going on 5 years now.
Five years. And now is that just a Manitoba organization or is it spread a little bit wider than that?
Well, we're actually national. We just, as we say, when we go to places like, oh, I don't know, Toronto and Vancouver, they say, oh, you're Winnipeg. We say our head office is in Winnipeg.
Great. You know what? We'll hold on that thought. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk a bit more about Third Quarter and the services that they offer and also Skills Connect. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan back for Set for Success. And I'm so excited. Today I have Sue Barkman, CEO of Third Quarter and Skills Connect with me, and Janice Gare, executive coach and associated with Third Quarter. Now, we're going to continue our discussion right now with Sue, just all around Skills Connect and Third Quarter. You know, Sue, I'd like to know, well, maybe more the listeners would like to know a bit more about Skills Connect and Third Quarter. And I was on your website and checking out a few things. And what additional can you say in terms of the organization?
Well, Richard, you know, it's an interesting point that when we started out first, it was more of a job board. You know, we put up jobs, people applied online, and hopefully someone found what they were looking for. And we realized pretty quickly, you know, that just wasn't working. Job boards are fantastic, but you know what? We wanted to be more. So we've taken that whole idea of the Blue Ocean strategy, if you're familiar with that. And I
sure.
like that.
Sure. There's a whole book called The Blue Ocean for Strategic Planning, which is an excellent book in terms of looking at moving forward in your organization.
You know, and what we're looking at is the distinction. You know, we need to be a little bit different, but not for the sake of being different. So we went back to the people. We went right across Canada last year. We talked to candidates. We talked to companies. And we said, what will make a difference to you in your job search and in filling your skills gap? And, you know, one of the things we found out is the talent shortage right now is acutely in the mind of every business right across the board. So they're even predicting up to 38% talent shortage in 2015. So we're hearing about this. And then we said to ourselves, well, for goodness sakes, we have about 25,000 candidates that we work with all the time, and they would love to fill this talent shortage. How do we bridge that gap? How do we make that transition?
Sure.
So we decided how that can become our blue ocean. So all of the things we've done in the meantime of talking with people, we're bringing in coach. We take a coach approach. The job board's kind of there as a tool, but it's not the whole focus
anymore. It's not the whole thing. Yeah, I think I recall now, I don't know if I read this on your website or maybe just some emails that we had back and forth, but I recall reading something that says that the standard recruitment approach does not apply any longer.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to take that up, but the normal resume that people are bringing to the table is viewed for about 6 seconds.
Yeah, it's real fast.
And you know, when you tell a candidate that, they're absolutely appalled because maybe the last time they applied for a job was 20 years ago when people actually looked at a resume or they read it or you met in person. So we decided we're going to have to help translate yesterday to today and give people some skills, you know, so there's emotional skills, there's personal skills, and then there's the technical skills of how do you go out there and apply for these jobs.
And actually apply for a job. And it's interesting you would say that because of the nature of the profession I'm in, I periodically get people ask me for my resume. And the reality of it is I'm shocked when they ask me because all you have to do is go on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Mm-hmm. You got a full profile of an individual. And if you don't exist in the social world anymore, you actually don't exist.
That's right.
You know, and I'm wondering if you guys are running into that kind of issues.
We are. You know, and in fact, we have brought in LinkedIn consultants and trainers to have workshops with some of our candidates. And we're encouraging people to use LinkedIn. We're encouraging Twitter. And in fact, we're going to be on a Twitter broadcast on August the 12th with the Chang School in Toronto on new job search strategies. And so the hashtag is Chang Chats. I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to start doing the same thing and just to encourage people that this isn't scary. This is something you can connect with. And when people get into it, they get very excited. And I'm looking at Janice here because she's just discovered Twitter. And within a day, she's got, about 100 followers.
And doesn't take long once you actually understand how to go do it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you got to have something to say.
You have to have something
to listen to.
We'll talk a bit with Janice about that a little later on. Now, there are some things that I thought were quite interesting in terms of your website and everything. There's something called, I'm going to pronounce it CARP Works, C-A-R-P Works. Could you speak to that a little bit?
I could, Richard. You know, it's one of our other national programs. So CARP is headquartered in Toronto. They have branches right across Canada, 370,000 members right across Canada. And CARP stands for the Canadian Association for Retired Persons. Now, they don't like that name because you don't have to be retired and it brings up all sorts of stereotypes in your mind.
Sure.
But CARP is a vibrant organization that is looking for the well-being of people of all ages. So we formed this coalition, especially to help serve their 370,000 members and to support the companies that support CARP and Zoomer Media out of Toronto.
So that's actually pretty solid. I know that there's a CARP publication that's a Zoomer magazine.
Right.
There we go. Zoomer magazine that sort of covers it all for boomers. But, I mean, you run into people like me who are cuspers, right? So I fall into that sort of in-between slot where I have attitudes on a slightly different side
right.
of the equation. So that's a whole other story. I noticed that you said one of your challenges, I guess, in terms of the workforce are people in their 40s also. I recall something like that too, a piece in terms of some emails back and forth. Can you just speak to that briefly?
Well, you know, a lot of people are finding themselves hit the 4-0
yes.
and question what happens next. So a lot of the things we're saying is, you know, when you're 30, when you're 20, start thinking about your third quarter.
Okay.
I tell that to my young guys at home. You know, think about, you might be, you know, 30 years old. You think you got the world by the tail, but you know what? You're going to be 65 or 60. Prepare now and think ahead. We want to get rid of that whole bias and that idea that once you turn a certain age, there's a label.
Yeah,
like, let's
is.
Get
yeah.
rid of that label.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
get rid of that bias. It's in our own heads.
And what's the point of that? I sometimes wonder if that whole concept of Freedom 55 and things sort of brought that in and the old traditional generation where, you know, you worked to a certain point, you retired at 55 and then you went on. Those days are gone.
Way gone. Those
days are way, way gone. Yeah.
Well, one of the things we consider is if somebody retires at 55, maybe back in 1932, you assumed you might live to 60.
Yes.
And that's when this whole mandatory retirement piece came in. So you look at it now, people may live till they're 80 and 90. What are you going to do for the next 35 years?
And have it be a good, solid life.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to take a short break, and we're going to continue our discussion with Sue Barkman of Third Quarter and Janice Gehr, who is a executive coach. And this is Richard Lannan, and we will be right back. Hi, it's Richard Land for Set for Success in Your Business, Your Career, and Your Life. You know, I guess part of being set for success is finding a winning approach. And today we're talking about your preferred future, your change, your transition. And we know through our working lives, well, through our personal lives, our relationship lives, change is going to happen. We're going to have to transform. And so to go with it, we just never know what it might look like. I think sometimes when we're get that sort of preferred future, that invitation to preferred future, we might have to find somewhere where we can go, people we can work with, help us unravel our complex issues, help us make some better decisions and establish a direction for ourselves. I guess just maybe that is part of being set for success. It's looking for that approach that we need to take. When we return, we're going to continue our conversation with Sue Barkman, CEO of Skills Connect and Third Quarter, and Janice Gehr, Executive Coach and Associate of Third Quarter. We're also going to do the Set for Success thoughts and tips, the things you must do to be successful in your business, your career, and your life. This is Richard Lannan, and we will be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we're back with Janice Gehr. Now, have you been listening to the show? We've been talking to Sue Barkman, CEO of Skills Connect and Third Quarter, and Janice Gehr, executive coach, person through life transition, and associate to the Third Quarter. Janice, I've been so excited to connect with you.
Thanks, Richard. I'm excited to share part of my story of how I reinvented myself.
So let's talk about that, because I think in life we all go through having to reinvent ourselves. I mean, I've had to reinvent myself several times, and I don't mind sharing and everything, but this is really not about me. It's about you. So tell us about the process or what you went through to reinvent yourself.
Sure. So a few years back, I actually gave myself the opportunity to work with a coach and took a lot of time to do a self-discovery and think about what I was really passionate about and what I wanted to do.
Sure.
And then I acted on it, which is sometimes the most difficult part.
Well, let's go back to working with a coach first, okay? So I want to sort of unravel some of this, if you wish, right? So when you said you worked with a coach, were they associated with any particular organization? Was it just somebody that somebody introduced you to? Like, what kind of coach were they and where did they come from?
Sure, they were a business coach in the Winnipeg community. And I sought them out because I was at a bit of a crossroads with my career and feeling while I had had some high points, there was some, I was ready for some more fulfillment.
Sure, sure. And it's at some point in time, I often like to put it this way, you know, I think in life you go through survive, strive, and thrive. So if I was to give you those three words, which one of those words would you pick for your life?
Right now, thriving.
Thrive.
Before this point, striving.
There you go. So what's the difference between those two words for you?
Striving, you're looking.
Yes.
And in order to look effectively, you need sometimes some help to prompt you with the right questions to get your brain to think differently.
Okay. And why is your life thriving now?
Partially because I acted on what I really wanted to do. And I find that once you have your values aligned with your work, you're living in your core purpose.
In your core purpose. Now, what do you mean by core purpose?
Core purpose is being able to be yourself, being able to show up as you are, bringing your values to your work, and being able to enjoy what you're doing.
And yeah, that, you know, isn't that an amazing thing? I think I agree. I mean, I get the opportunity to speak to a lot of people and under many circumstances. And you know what? Most times, well, actually not most times, I think all times, people will say, you know what? When I'm enjoying what I'm doing, I'm more successful at what I'm doing. I'm happier in my life, right? You know, and I think sometimes in our society, we ask the question, what is happiness?
Exactly. And sometimes when we're in the workplace, out of duty, obligation, habit, whatever, you just keep doing what you've always been doing.
Yeah.
And it's when you give yourself the freedom to step back and say, wait a minute, maybe there's something more here for me.
Now, it sounds to me like transformation has a lot to do with stepping back. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. The key point is self-discovery.
Okay.
And self-discovery so that you can land on who you are.
Yes.
Know thyself, grow thyself.
Know thyself, grow thyself. Great statement.
Yeah. And then being able to develop a plan of action so you can move forward and develop an accountability network so that there's people to support you and hold you accountable.
So let's talk about implementation a little bit. You mentioned it already. What did you discover that was your sort of implementation process?
For me, one of the key elements was that I was really passionate about coaching and what it could do for people.
Yes.
Passionate about coaching education and bringing that to workplaces.
Okay.
I think everyone should have coaching skills.
Now, I know you have a background in human resources, mm-hmm. So I think that might have helped you a little bit. Yes?
Absolutely. So what I was seeing is that lots of people in the workplace wanted to do more. It can't always just be about the work. As I said, trying to tie it to your values and enjoy your day and contribute in bigger ways is really important to people.
Yeah, that's actually really fulfilling. It's interesting, you know, earlier in our segment one of the show, we talked a little bit about generations in the workforce. Okay, mm-hmm. So I want to go back to that a little bit and we'll tie back in somewhere else. Because I think a lot of baby boomers are now sort of looking for meaning in their work, right? Hopefully. But the interesting thing is, if I understand it correctly now, I don't know if it's millennium or Gen Y, they look for meaning in their work too. It's sort of that middle generation that maybe don't, Generation X. Can you give us some thoughts on just some of the generations?
Well, it's interesting you raise that, because what we're saying is everybody wants the same thing.
Okay,
and,
sure.
Well,
sure. Fair enough.
Yeah, they're saying values plus work is core purpose.
And okay.
It doesn't matter what your generation is. You want to be able to be contributing and making a difference. And I think that finding the pathway to do that is really beautiful for people.
Okay, that's actually really a great way to put it. Finding the pathway to do that is beautiful for people. What is your connection with Third Quarter?
Well, I'm working with them on their career transition program.
Okay.
They're taking a coach approach to all of their candidates, hoping to draw the best out of what these candidates have to offer. And in particular, because they're focusing on the 45-plus workforce, there's some adjustment in learning for some of that group, social media being one. They're not used to being able to be the celebrity in their own lives.
Yeah, no doubt, right?
Yeah, so yeah. There's some sort of fundamental skill training that needs to take place, but they also need to be able to land on what's happened
yes.
to them.
Yes.
But mostly, how do they turn it into an opportunity?
Yeah.
So reframing.
Reframing in some ways. Yeah, I think often when I think about that, the stages of grief come to mind, right? And I just did an art piece on this and posted it to Twitter just recently, Richard Land on Twitter. But yeah, and it's sort of on the grief piece too. And so I think those stages come into play and everything when people are actually going through that level of transition. So it sounds to me like Third Quarter is a place for people that are experiencing transition.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the key elements that they've really embraced and taking a human approach, a coach approach, really helping people land and move them forward to what their preferred future is.
Their preferred future. Nice tie back. You know what? It's really great chatting with you, Janice. I appreciate you sharing. If you've been listening to the show, we've been talking about this whole idea of transition and the idea of your preferred future and what that would look like. And from the idea of a third quarter perspective, I mean, come on, how could you not like the concept of it's the third quarter, you know? And even for that matter, maybe it'll eventually be the fourth quarter and it'll be like 1 yard to go and you're about to actually throw the ball and you're going for that touchdown. You just never know what's going to happen on the other side. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success. Guess what time it is? It's that time we do the Set for Success thoughts, tips, tricks, whatever you want to call them, the things you must do either in your business, your career, or in life to be successful. You know, and today we're chatting with Sue Barkman, who is the CEO of Skills Connect and the Third Quarter, and also Janice Gehr, who is an executive coach associated with the Third Quarter. So I'm going to start off with Sue and get her sort of first thought in terms of being set for success. And you know, Sue, what would that be?
Well, you know, I think Janice said it very well, Richard, and you did too, is be yourself. find your true passion. And, you know, sometimes what we will do is look at someone's resume. We will deconstruct it because it's just words on paper, and we want to get to the crux of who you are. So I just have one last word for the businesses and the people out there recruiting talent, if I may.
Sure, go right ahead.
You know, we have a phrase that we know that work is important in everyone's life, and finding the talent for your business is going to be the lifeblood of your business. So we're encouraging people to map and tap talent. Don't trap and scrap.
Map and tap talent. Don't trap and scrap talent.
That's correct. That's an alliteration that I'm not sure I could do again quickly. But you know what? I think we have to start finding ways to include and look past, especially when it comes to age or other abilities. And we are encouraging and advocating with companies on that because it will only grow the health of our community, actually.
And I love the fact that you just used the word advocating also, because I think, you know, you represent a core group who maybe they're used to advocating, but maybe they need somebody to advocate for them.
That's great.
You know, and we all know we have an aging population, everything. So this is nothing's going to change. And if you've actually followed, sorry, and now I'm going to say my piece here. But if you actually follow what happened in the 80s in terms of working force, in terms of the loss of the middle management was really trimmed down. Then you look at the 90s, the advancement of technology, and then you look at what happened in the first part of this century with the transition of technology and positions, doing more with less. You know, you have to represent, you got to advocate for who you are and what you want to be. Janice, what would be one of your tips?
Give yourself freedom to explore options when things go sideways.
Okay.
And take time for reflection. You deserve it. And ask yourself, why is this important to me?
So let's go back and, you know, you gave me sort of three there.
Yeah.
Okay. Give yourself time, I think was the first one. Mm-hmm. What do you think are some of the best ways you can do to give yourself some time? Maybe, Sue, you can weigh in on this in just a second, too.
Sure. I think it's important that you have a roadmap for, you know, where you want to go. So when I say time, you know, not too much time.
Yes.
But, you know, taking that time, as we said, for self-discovery. And if you've been in a sales career for 20 years, maybe you don't want to continue in a sales career. Maybe you want to do something else. And doing that and also thinking about why that's important to you to do something different is will help you move forward.
We live in a very amazing time period, or, well, maybe just amazing part of the world, for that matter, Western society, in terms of the economics and that. We tend to be in a place where we can have choice of doing what we want to do.
Right. And we're not always programmed to think that way.
Yes.
That's why I'm using the word give yourself the freedom.
Give yourself the freedom. So recognize that it's actually okay to not work for a while.
Well, and, you know, it depends on your own circumstances.
Sure.
But giving yourself the freedom to think out of the box a little bit, reaching out to good resources like the ones at Third Quarter to help you do your career transition will be, I think, giving you a more sustained change.
Okay, sustained change. I like that, too. So what would be another one of your tips?
I want to echo what Janice says, because I think it's the panic sets in. And I think when people find that panic of I'm out of work, give us a call. We have people literally on the line. We'll call you back. You know, we've had a couple people come in even this week and said, I've literally sent out 100 resumes and I never hear back. So there's this panic. There's this constant churning, and it's not helping them very well. It's just adding to the anxiety. So, you know, give us a call. That's my tip. We're here. We really are.
That's your plug. Well, you know what? I was going to do this afterwards. So if somebody wanted to give you a call, let's do it right now. How would they go about connecting with you?
Well, you know, your best bet if you're in the Manitoba area is give us a call at 204-272-4010, or give us a look at our website. It's thirdquarter.ca, all one word, thirdquarter.ca.
Yep.
There's numerous people that are listed on our website that would love to hear from you. And I do mean that sincerely. We want to hear from people. That's what we're here for.
That's what you're here for. Janice, now as an executive coach, I know this has been a big transition for you, and you've been working with clients that have been in transition. If somebody wanted to get connected with you, how would be they best go about doing that?
Sure. Well, definitely through Third Quarter. Happy to be working with them. If they'd like to reach out to me independently, it's www.janicegarecoach.com.
Okay. And do you have an email address or anything that...
Yes, I do. Info at janicegarecoach.com.
Info at janicegarecoach. How do you spell your last name?
G-A-I-R.
G-A-I-R. Just making sure we have it all down and everything like this. So just Janice. Hopefully Janice is just spelled one way. Maybe you should do the whole thing for us. Just checking.
J-A-N-I-C-E-G-A-I-R. coach.com.
Now, Sue, I always like to do these final thoughts. I mean, I think in terms of some of the tips and thoughts that you've provided. But if you had one final message you could deliver to our listeners, what would it be?
Don't give up hope.
Don't give up hope.
Don't
that's
give
a pretty,
up hope.
Yeah, that's
you
a
know,
pretty big statement.
And just, I would say, just take time to stop and realize the value of you as a person. A lot of people look at their job title or their work and they say, that's them. That's not them. That's yeah. not you. So we're saying, just look at yourself and look at the beautiful person that you each person is, and let's help us help you transform that into the next encore career or
you
whatever.
Know, it's interesting you would say that your title is not you, because I know I started off with a monologue saying a story about what happened to me in 2004. And you know, I don't know if this is a male or female thing. I do not know. But I know one of the most difficult things I had to let go of was my title and the perks that came with it. You know, I was with an organization where I stayed at 5-star hotels. I sometimes had drivers would pick me up and had an expense account, and I had this great title, right? And I get it. I get that 100%. And to the listeners, I'd encourage you also to think about, you know, maybe those times you just have to let go. This is Richard Lanifer, Set for Success. And I've been talking to Sue Barkman, the CEO of Skills Connect and the Third Quarter, and Janice Gehr, the executive coach and also associate coach with the Third Quarter. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lanifer for Set for Success, and boy, oh boy, what a great show. I think it was anyway, and I hope you do too as the listeners. We talked about your preferred future. Now, if you think about it, the question I asked everybody was this: have you ever received an invitation to your preferred future? And did you recognize it when it happened? So I guess it's two questions. If you got any thoughts on that, send me a note at richard@braveworld.ca. I would love to hear it. Heck, for that matter, you could just go to my Facebook, Richard Lannan, and post something there on my Facebook page, or even on Twitter at #SetForSuccess. I usually check that out and everything too. So I'm more than happy to hear from you. In terms of final thoughts, I mean, there was lots of great things that we talked about. We talked about the importance of discovery, of transition, and just really taking time for yourself and then coming up with a plan, something that you can execute yourself, you can implement. And if you need help, seek it out. There's always opportunities. Again, this is Richard Lanifer for Set for Success. Send me a note at richard@braveworld.ca. And as usual, I want to take this opportunity to thank my guests, Sue Barkman and Janice Gehr, and thank CJOB for letting me on air for another week, because it's absolutely fabulous when I'm here. And again, audience, thank you, and you make it a great day.